Hey, everybody, this is Brett. Welcome back to the podcast and our little series of shows from the 2013 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. The next three, the last three in this little series, we recorded back-to-back-to-back interviews. I'm really excited about all of them. And I want to say thanks to Ian Freeman, the host of Free Talk Live, who let us use his remote studio because all of my equipment was upstairs in the main ballroom where most of the Liberty Forum events were taking place, and it was being used to live stream. So thanks to Ian for the mics, the mixer, and even his laptop. Really came in handy. First, we have Derek J. Freeman. Always look forward to any opportunity to talk to Derek. You might remember he was on the show before in our Logic Saves Live series. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Up next, Jeffrey Tucker, and after that, Thaddeus Russell. And then we'll get back to our regular programming. All right, here's Derek. Thanks for listening.
Check, check, one, two. Check, check, one, two. It's working.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yay. Yep. Thanks, Ian.
When all else fails, turn it off.
And you know, that's what they say in the IT crowd. I always thought it was just a cliche.
Thank you so much.
Sorry to interrupt your lunch. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Today is February 23rd, 2nd?
Sure,
guys,
23rd.
Around there that week. We are at the 2013 New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire. Osborne is with me.
Yes, I am. It is funny how time seems to stop when you're at these events like Liberty Forum and Porkfest, and just kind of everything comes to a halt. Nobody posts on Facebook.
I haven't checked email in days.
Nope.
No. And I am so happy to welcome back our most popular guest ever.
Yeah.
Our most popular guest ever, judging by downloads, Derek J. Freeman.
Wow. Well, it's very good to be here with you both today. Thank you very much for having me.
It is our pleasure. A lot of new developments. We had you on the show sometime towards the end of last year. I want to say October, November. You had just released the documentary on YouTube.
Yes.
Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. But now there is actually a DVD that you're pushing here at Liberty Forum. You did a premiere of it last night, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we had a great turnout over in the amphitheater of the Crown Plaza Hotel, where I was pulling in extra chairs for people who were sitting on the floor. It was a really great turnout.
Now, did you go through all of the bonus features on the DVD, making this an 8 or 9 hour presentation, right? Because there is like 7 hours of extra stuff there, right? Including commentary tracks.
There's a lot of extra features on this DVD. It's packed, filled with footage that some of it has been deleted off of YouTube. You can't see it anymore anywhere else. So it's pretty exclusive footage on this DVD.
Now, what was the reason for the deletion? Is it cops complaining about...
So, for example, one of the videos that was deleted was when I was doing high school outreach at Monadnock Regional. And a lot of the students were actually the commenters on that YouTube video saying, hey, stop being mean to my principal. You put Soviet music behind him. That's not nice. And so I was flagged for harassing. Now, in my perspective, the principal was harassing me. But the students and the viewers of this video claimed that by putting this video online, I was harassing him.
Isn't that interesting that that happens with students rallying behind their teachers and the principal? Because I remember out in Keene, all the way back in the Obscured Truth YouTube channel days, when Sam Dodson would take a banner or literature to the school, that the kids very quickly like rallied behind the teacher or teachers, almost as if they had this desire to please the authorities. I don't know where they would learn this stuff, but they all came out and basically supported the school, supported the system, supported their teachers. And there's actually a video, I have it on my channel, of one middle school student confronting Ian and trying to defend school. So you had a similar kind of experience at the high school?
It was fascinating. There was a range of experiences that we had at different high schools. And it wasn't just high schools. We went to middle schools as well. And a lot of the students were receptive. For the large majority of high school outreach, people just took the flyers and said, thanks, this is great. Thanks for this new information. I checked out your website last week. It was great. I shared it with my friends, stuff like that. Typically, that didn't make viral videos because people really like to watch when things go wrong. Mm-hmm. And so it seemed perhaps to the viewing audience that there was a lot more pushback than there really was. It was really only in Monadnock Regional where the students were rallying behind their administrators, in fact, making a blockade. They made a physical wall with their arms to try and block us from handing out information to their peers. And I thought it was strange that they would organize a campaign of silence against people who are just trying to distribute information.
Yeah, I think that kind of Stockholm syndrome is really disappointing. And that was one of the things we talked about before. When we were talking about the initial release of the documentary on YouTube, you're this very engaging, very likable guy. And I'm guessing that these are kids who must have had problems with their principal, must have problems with their school, but it's so weird that they turn around on you to defend him. But it also is, I think part of it too, is like, if they accept what you're saying, they have to acknowledge, they have to admit a lot to themselves about what's going on in that place every day. And that's a really uncomfortable thing to do when you're stuck there for thousands more hours.
Sure, it could be super painful to face some of those realities, but that doesn't change. You know, I wasn't a sycophant for any of my administration when I was in high school, but I would have probably would have supported them if someone were on my campus and were saying and the administrators were saying, like, these people won't leave, like, we're trying to get these people to leave and they won't, like, that's, and I would, you know, probably think that, well, the people who are here uninvited are doing something wrong.
Yeah, you know, I would have thought the same thing when I was in high school. And I've talked to a couple high school students recently, one boy and one girl, one senior, one freshman. They both have YouTube channels. They're both kind of starting to explore these ideas and express them to people in their age group. And one thing that they all agreed with when I suggested this was, it seems like anytime when you're at that age, if anybody has a cause or like a really deep interest or passion that isn't related to some, you know, hobby or sport, they're a wacko, right? So you're a wacko if you're passionate about something. And they both agreed that they felt like outsiders in their schools for trying to bring these ideas. And she's like, why do you care about that? What's wrong with you? You know, so I think it'd be very easy to walk that over from the principal saying we have trespassers and they have signs, and the kids would say, oh, well, they're crazy people.
Right. But there was some resistance to the administrators spreading this message of, you know, ignore these people, because from personal accounts, I heard that the administration made announcements over their loudspeakers before the students would leave, you know, before the bell rings and they say, oh, bus 10, line up, or whatever they do. They would say, well, the freaking people are out there today and they've got their signs and their flyers, so remain respectfully silent. That was their message to the students, was to that it was respectful to not engage, to not communicate. That was the advice of the educators.
I'm seeing that a lot on a lot of these videos. I've seen it on Adam Kokesh's video. I saw that with you were at one of the New Hampshire universities with Brad Jardis.
Yes.
Last year. A lot of the just being silent and not communicating, not engaging in any kind of conversation. It's almost like just sticking your fingers in your ears and going, I can't hear you.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the best strategy for building a peaceful, you know, more understanding future.
And I almost never see that kind of behavior out of our crowd. We're much more about talking.
Yeah, and what I really do like about things like at the Liberty Forum in particular, and in the Liberty crowd, is, you know, I've got people coming up to me just an hour ago, came up and gave me a hug and said, I'm a statist. And it was just really cute, because it's like, you know, that's no problem. You know, we can disagree on lots of things and still respect each other as individuals, as, you know, human beings. So I think it's great that there are so many people here setting a good example for being able to peacefully disagree and have engaging, productive conversations about ideas, not about people or events, which are, anybody can talk about people and events. Those are small things to talk about, but ideas are big.
Yeah, and like we were talking about before, presentation is very important. You know, when you see somebody, there's just something, you know, coming from mainstream America, just there's something about seeing a man out in public without a shirt on and handcuffs on, right? That's just, mm-hmm. that for most people, is discrediting. Whatever his message is, guy doesn't even have a shirt on.
Yeah. You know?
Guy hasn't even shaved. You know, those things, like, it doesn't seem, it seems trivial and nitpicky, but those things matter to people. And it's funny that you would say, somebody comes up to you and says, ah, I'm a statist, give me a hug. But, you know, the way you were able to communicate that message in the documentary, especially, you know, you do this voiceover at the beginning, very, very effective. And the way you were hitting the streets and trying to engage people there very politely, very peacefully. It really, like I said to you before, it really changed my attitude about a lot of stuff that I was seeing out in Keene, because we had talked about it. I mean, we're out in Manchester and we're certainly doing our own things. And I know it's
yeah.
like armchair quarterbacking and all that. But, you know, I wish I would see somebody do something like this. I wish I would see somebody do something like that. And what we saw in this documentary, you know, it really had an effect on me, because it changed in an hour and a half, changed my opinion and really got me behind what you were doing. So I'm glad we have another chance to talk about it. But now there's so much more of it. So can you tell us, like, if people get this DVD, what else is in there? What other value can they expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So the movie's 90 minutes long, and I'm thrilled that it's a full-length feature documentary. And thanks for your kind words, by the way.
That's my pleasure.
A ringing endorsement. And what people may still have questions when you're finished watching it, especially if you're new to Liberty, there could be a lot of questions that you may have. And I'm not saying I answer all of them, but this DVD does provide two commentary tracks. One is a solo commentary track where it's just me watching the movie and talking into a microphone much like this, and just recounting where was I, what was my mind going through at this time, and why was I there? What inspired me to do whatever I did? And then there's another commentary track which features the producer, Ian Freeman, and Bo Davis, the editor, and myself. We collaborated watching the movie together after some time, revisited the film, and just provided extra insights that people may find valuable. It's not just commentary tracks, though, that you'll find on this DVD. As you mentioned, there are hours of bonus footage. Mm-hmm. Some of it deleted off of YouTube, so it is quite literally exclusive to the DVD. And it's no exaggeration, there are over 7 hours of bonus footage.
Yeah, the commentary track, when I first saw that on there, I said, this is interesting. And I was wondering, do you go into, at some points, like, you know, at this point, what I should have done or what would have worked better is this? Because I can't imagine, I've never been in that kind of situation. Honestly, never, where I'm going to get arrested. I've certainly been arrested, but mm-hmm. always by accident, always by accident, you know, falling asleep with marijuana in my pocket in high school, in public, you know, these things, they, what can you do? But you know, sometimes when you go out
yes.
that you're leaving wherever you're going in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to imagine, and I think you can see it in some of the videos that have come out of where you guys live, that there is a heightened emotional state that sometimes can maybe lead to bad decisions or rash decisions or,
yeah.
you know, so is that part of the commentary process? Because people can learn a lot from watching what you do and watching what the people around you do in these situations, because there's certainly some seasoned veterans out there for civil disobedience. And I've never really given it an endorsement on my show one way or the other. But do you think that commentary provides, you know, a valuable...
I critique myself in the commentary.
Yeah.
I do. And one of the critiques, for example, is of the Live Free or Dance arrest. The Live Free or Dance arrest is when I held a dance party in the center of Keene, where I invited anyone who wanted to participate, and it was shut down very early by the police. And I don't feel like I acted very well. And looking back on the footage, I was shouting, and I called the cop a jerk, and it just wasn't good video. I looked, and it's so painful for me to say this, I looked like I deserved to be under the cop, and that he was controlling the situation, as cops are trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him a reason to use that violence by acting out and being that way. And so I learned a really valuable lesson in that failure. And we're all our own worst critic, I'm sure. But, you know, it's so painful to watch that arrest and be like, you screwed up royally.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I was able to learn from it. And I got some terrific advice from some of the other activists in Keene and elsewhere who were able to help me make Give Peace a Chance a huge success just 5 days later. So there's a lot of value in the critique and the commentary. I would think people can learn, you know, if they think that I did a poor job, maybe I agree, maybe I disagree, and why.
One more time, for everyone who's not here at Liberty Forum who can walk right up to you and buy this, how do they get the director's... Is that what we're calling it? I'm sorry, the director's cut?
Yes, it is the director's cut.
All right.
Yep, absolutely. They can order it at order.victimlesscrimespree.com. That takes you to an Amazon link, and that's the best way to get the movie. You can also apply for Super Saver shipping. So it's a great way to get the flick. And I encourage everyone who's looking to buy the movie to make a copy themselves, make a dozen copies, give them out to your friends, do a screening, charge people money, don't charge, take donations, do whatever. You know, I want this to be easy to spread. I'm not going to go after anyone for charging money. And I think there's a really cool idea Ian used where he dropped off the DVD to a local movie rental place, and they're renting out the movie now. So, I mean, that's something you can do if you enjoy this movie and you want the ideas of Liberty to reach more people.
Right.
I didn't know they still had movie rental places.
They sure do.
That's crazy.
So the DVD is not just the movie, which people can watch at victimlesscrimespree.com. There's extra footage, as I mentioned, 7 hours of bonus footage, and included in that, which you can watch on the disc, we did a live, real-life premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree in Keene Cinemas, which actually one police officer came to attend briefly. I made a cameo, and you can see the footage from that real-life premiere as bonus material on the DVD. That includes a Q&A that Ian Freeman, Bo Davis, and I did in Keene Cinemas following the movie. And so that's just another bonus feature to the film.
Excellent. Well, here's my advice. Like, if you live in, you know, I guess 49 of the other states or somewhere else, Canada, and you're really into this idea of doing civil disobedience, and again, it's something that some people, it's for some people, it's not for other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
A lot of comes with it, a lot of planning, a lot of, you know, having really thick skin. So if you're in one of those other 49 states that are not New Hampshire, maybe order this, start watching it, start studying it, get into those bonus features, then move here and do that stuff where you can be much better supported. Like, these are not things you want to do in Illinois.
No, if I was still in Philly and doing any of this crap, I would be in prison for decades.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this is an ongoing project for sure, but you also started this YouTube channel, right? Peace News Now?
Yes.
Which I really want to talk about because, honestly, Derek, I'm kind of a sourpuss. You know, I get into the news, I get down, I have to watch TV.
I don't believe it for a second.
No, I am. And my understanding from what I've seen is that you are trying to actually focus on positive things that happen. Now, of course, this is not the news because, you know, most people are good, most people are peaceful. So when really shitty stuff happens, that makes the news. And most people think that everything out there is just terrible because, you know, bad things happening is newsworthy. But there is no positive news. There isn't stuff that's like inspiring and pushing people to think optimistically about the future, unfortunately. But that's what you're trying to do?
Yeah. So I'm done running from the cops.
Yep.
And I want to focus on how can I, you know, continue this message of encouraging people to use their own self-authority. And so I report on stories where people are exercising self-authority and where people do peacefully resist government tyranny and in pretty creative ways. Some of the first things that I covered were massive acts of civil disobedience that happened in D.C., where Raw Milk Freedom Riders teamed up with Lemonade Liberation, and they had over 100 people in attendance vending and purchasing raw milk, which is totally illegal in D.C. And they were doing it on the steps of the Capitol, but right out front. I mean, this is some pretty ballsy activism.
Yeah.
And it's not, it was not covered by any of the major networks. So like you said, it's not on the news, and someone needs to be covering this stuff every day. And so that's what Peace News Now does. It's a 5-minute show that people can subscribe to via iTunes, YouTube, LiveLeak. We're on anything. So just search it out, Peace News Now. It's on video and audio. So it covers a couple of news stories per day. And I'm just going to keep it rolling, and hopefully it will inspire more people to resist arbitrary authority.
Do you have a hard time finding these kind of stories?
I'm a news junkie. So I'm always scanning the news for anything. And so I would say some days it's more difficult than others, but no, I don't have a terribly difficult time finding good news to report. If I'm ever at a loss for anything, I check freekeen.com, because there's always something going on that is, you know, Freekeen, it's not just things happening in Keene, it's things happening all over New Hampshire. And so I always report on something that's happening in New Hampshire. That's part of Peace News Now, because I not only do I want people to exercise self-authority, but I want them to do it in a place where they can be supported. And that place, in my opinion, is New Hampshire.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as far as the YouTube stuff goes, you're trying to do a couple a day, you say?
I do one video every day.
One video every day. And keep it under 5 minutes, you say?
It's always 5 minutes, exactly. And that's because it runs on LRN.fm.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a top-of-the-hour news update. And so I need to make it work for audio and video. So it's kind of a challenge, because I write the script every day, and I have to make sure that I'm not saying, you know, and look to my left, you know, it's like, check out this image, because it has to work for audio.
Oh, yeah. We've certainly had a lot of the same challenges with our show, and trying to fit it into LRN. It was an interesting process. But the reason why I asked is, like, I've been listening to some people talk about YouTube, one person in particular, and they were talking about the value of these short videos. People don't go to YouTube to test their attention span, you know? They're in and out real quick, and I'm often looking for videos where it says, okay, if you click this, you will learn about this, and it's 2, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Right.
So I think that's a good strategy, and I think that, you know, the regular release, putting something out every day, has that worked? Are you starting to...
I'm building up an audience faster than Freeman TV did. Freeman TV is my original channel that had all of my activism and civil disobedience. All those videos went up on Freeman TV, and I don't have more subscribers than Freeman TV, but they're accumulating at a much faster rate. I think a lot of that has to do with the regular output, the fact that I'm known already, and that it's on LRN. That's a huge part of the sell, that people already have heard about it, and then they go and seek it out.
Yeah. And your other YouTube channel is still up, though, Freeman TV.
Yeah, I still put videos up on Freeman TV, but that's a personal thing. It's like, what am I doing? That's always been the point of Freeman TV, is like, what am I doing? And that's why Victimless Crime Spree came out. It was pretty much just a compilation of videos from my YouTube channel. Just put them all together and almost chronological order, and there's the story. So people can still go back and watch Victimless Crime Spree the really, really long way by just watching all the videos on my YouTube channel, but I don't recommend it. We made it much simpler.
Yeah, and I just want to commend the, you know, the editing, the editors of the movie again.
Bo did a great job.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. You can tell that it does tell the story, obviously, chronologically. And the way a narrative is kind of woven into all of this, where it makes perfect sense how the whole thing developed, which was really cool. Because when you just see, like, when you're just on Facebook like we are, and we see Derek J does this thing happens in Keene, and we watch him, and it's like there's no context. So to have your whole story coming from certainly a very unfree place, the city of Philadelphia, up here, and just the arc, it was beautiful.
Well, it was addicting to, once I started saying no to the authorities, I couldn't stop. You know, I think we can all imagine what it would be like if we could just do whatever we wanted, if we lived in the world of freedom, this would be great. And I got a taste of that for a little bit. I got to really live the life that I would live if I was in a free world. And that was just it was unforgettable. It was great, and I hope that we get the free world so that we can all enjoy that in the future. But definitely to put on the brakes for a little bit.
Yeah. So that being said, what would your advice be when people come to these ideas, especially when they're young? Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating. The first emotion and the one that is most frequent and most powerful can often be anger, you know, resentment or betrayal, even. So how do you, I'm sure you've had to answer these questions before and talk to younger people about how should they, what considerations should they have before maybe going out and doing some of the stuff that you've done?
At the risk of sounding like super lame and cliche, I'm going to say look really deep inside yourself first.
Sure.
Especially if you're feeling some of those intense emotions like anger. I've certainly been there.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned from that was that often people are quick to jump to anger and they've skipped over the emotion of sadness. And it's more comfortable often for people to be angry than sad. Which is more socially acceptable, I think, especially for guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And so explore that first. And, like, don't... So you need to repair from within first. Like, you can't go and fix things that are happening outside of you. You're broken. And so that's advice number one, is, like, get your ducks in a row and make sure. I'm not saying I was like Mr. Perfect when I started this thing. No, nowhere close to that. But like hindsight's 2020, and I would say that is a huge help. I got a lot of my personal reflection time later.
Yeah, sure, sure.
So you know, hopefully you can do that part first. That would be some advice. Also, to be supported by other people. Know that you're in a place where you will get support. I moved to Keene, mm-hmm. and I made a network of partnerships with different people and helped out their projects. And so that was a huge help also. So I guess those are the two pieces of advice that I would give. Look within yourself first and fix whatever needs to be fixed, because there's always something, I guess, that could be tweaked, made a little better. And then help others around you to the best of your ability, and then live your life doing what you think is right. And know what the consequences are going to be. I mean, know what jail, like I saw videos of the jail that I was going into before I went into it.
Yeah, yeah.
That helps. That's huge. Getting personal experience to talking to people about what it's like in jail. That's a really big help, because it can be really scary going for your first time and having no clue. Oh my God, I'm getting naked now. They're taking my clothes off. I didn't know about this. That some stranger is going to take my clothes off and tell me to take a shower and then spread my cheeks. This is horrible. This is horribly embarrassing and dehumanizing.
So that happens. Ready for it is really for everybody. It's like the beginning of American Me. That goes down.
It really happens.
Ugh.
And it's horrible. But if you know that it's coming, it's a little better.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. But going back to what you were saying, I certainly didn't invent this idea that freedom is personal. You know, it's not getting rid of the Fed. It's not electing mm-hmm. some Paul. you know, this is a personal pursuit, and it certainly. Doing some of the stuff that happens out in Keene is a personal choice, but I really think that people will obviously get more out of it and be able to deal with the tough parts of it much better if they have that sort of inner strength first. So
definitely. And having people that you can talk to about this. I mean, when I went out of jail the first time and I got to... talk with just a group of people, you know, I'm like smoking my nervous cigarettes. I was a smoker then.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm smoking my nervous cigarettes, just chain smoking through the box. And like all of these intense emotions, it really helped a lot. It was super unique. I can't tell everyone like, oh, we'll just move to Keene and then you'll have all this support. You know, that's not a guarantee, but, it did help me that I had such great support there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we've come to the part where I say plug everything. And what that means is I sometimes when someone's talking to me, they say, what's your website?
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough. I have lots of things. So plug everything. Go ahead. Take a minute.
Livefreeyourdance.com is my blog. I update it pretty frequently, and you can check out what's going on in my personal life at livefreeyourdance.com. peacenewsnow.com is the project that I'm working on daily, producing podcasts and videocasts. You can check out the blog and videos and audio content there at peacenewsnow.com. I also blog occasionally at freekeen.com. My email address, if you want to send me hate mail, is derekjfreeman@gmail.com. And my YouTube page is youtube.com/fr33manTV. That's Freeman TV with threes for E's.
Excellent. Well, it's always a pleasure. We'll have to do it again.
Always.
You know, I look forward to seeing what you have going on 6 months from now. So
thank you so much. Thank you, Osborne. Thank you, Brett. It's been
thank
a pleasure.
You for coming.
Love to speak with you again soon.
Do you have any idea when you might be coming back to New Hampshire permanently?
1 year and a half. Yeah. Right now I have a sentence over my head. I was sentenced to 540 days in prison, and I served 60 days of that.
Yeah.
The rest of it would be invoked if I'm arrested anywhere in the country in the next year and a half. And so I intend to lay very low.
Yeah.
And return when that sentence disappears.
Excellent.
So, it doesn't matter where you get arrested. What is the point of the exile from New Hampshire?
Well, I feel a lot more at risk here. My last arrest was while I was riding my bicycle down the street, minding my own business, and I was run over by a police car, quite literally.
Yeah.
So
it's because they know you here?
They know me, and I'm a known target. Mm-hmm. I mean, that cop was actually off duty, and he went into overtime to go and beat me up. So I need to be away from here for a little bit.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That is the one.
You sound like you're doing all kinds of work with your blogs and your videos. How do you survive? Like, how do you feed yourself and keep shelter over your head?
Oh, well, Peace News Now runs an ad in the middle of it. It's, for sale. So people are able to put out an ad for Peace News Now, and that keeps me sustained.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Congratulations.
Awesome. That's terrific.
Thanks.
Good for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
That was Derek J. Freeman, everyone. We will be right back from Liberty Forum.